keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver with 13 News. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the measles outbreak in the southwest part of the state is officially over. There have been no new cases for 42 days, which is two full incubation periods. 97 cases in all were confirmed as part of the outbreak, which began in January. The KBI has released more details on its investigation into a student athlete found unconscious in rural Ford County. The KBI says there's no evidence that a crime occurred in the case of Delia Montez, who was found in a field after a Dodge City Community College cross-country practice in early August. A man has been arrested after authorities say he entered a Manhattan area business this week by going through a drive-through window to steal cigarettes. The 31-year-old suspect is now being held on various burglary charges at the Pottawatomie County Jail. In Topeka with your news, I'm David Oliver from 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 90. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows of aloft around 67. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for storms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 83. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 66.
In agriculture, being precise and efficient makes all the difference in your operation, and your health deserves the same level of attention. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit brings robotic-assisted surgery to rural Kansas and Nebraska, offering smaller incisions, greater precision, and reduced downtime. From hernia repairs to gallbladder surgery, our skilled surgeons can reduce your downtime and get you back to what matters most. Call 785-738-9405 to schedule your surgical consultation today.
Coming up, it's Arcadia's KZDY Area Community Calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The Community Calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. This Wednesday and Wednesdays through Labor Day, it's the Little Red Schoolhouse Schools in Session. Located at the Roadside Park, which is the corner of Highway 24 and North Walnut Street in Beloit, every Wednesday during the Solomon Valley Farmers Market. Bring your kids and show them what school was like in the early 1900s. Many historic school books, desks, and toys can be found throughout the school. Healthy Soil, Healthy Herds Training Seminar is August 21st from 3 o'clock to August 22nd, 3:30, and the cost is $15. Join the Kansas Soil Health Alliance for a day and a half of soil health learning focused on grazing and nutrient cycling. Hear from Bryce Custer, Dr. Lance Gunderson, and farmer panels on soil tests, fertilizer alternatives, and grazing strategies. Day two includes field tours with hands-on demos led by producers and experts. Hosted by the Kansas Soil Health Alliance, local conservation districts, and partners. Space is limited, so call Jennifer at 545-5628. You're invited to the ribbon cutting and open house for the new Beloit Medical Center Lincoln Clinic that will open in September. It's this Thursday, August 21st from 2 to 5 with ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock. It's at 130 East Lincoln Avenue in downtown Lincoln. The Kansas Concealed Carry Training Class is at the Glen Elder City Library this Saturday, August 23rd from 9 to 5 and cost is $75. To register, contact Alicia at 543-8253. Also, this Saturday, it's the All-In Jubilee, a super fun day for the whole family in Alton, Kansas, starting at 7 a.m. at the Front Porch Event Center for coffee and rolls, followed by a full day, car and bike shows, cake and pie contests, parade, free watermelon, money dig, food stands, Bull City Olympics, water balloon volleyball, bouncy houses, jam sessions, drawings, Jamie Campbell comedian, Bull City newlywed game, cornhole tournament, and it all ends with a free street dance featuring Kill Creek Rising. For more information, check out the Alton Jubilee Facebook page. Also, this Saturday, it's the 86th annual St. John's Harvest Festival in Beloit. Mass is at 4:30 and the meal is from 5 to 8. The beer garden opens at 5 to 10. Kids games and rides are from 6 to 9. Bingo 6:30 to 10 and raffle prizes to be drawn at 10. See more at the St. John's Harvest Festival Facebook page. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Keith W. Houghton was born August 11th, 1949, and passed away August 17th, 2025. Celebration of life services will take place at a later date and will be announced. Private family interment will be taking place. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m., with family present from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 21st, at the Roberts Family Funeral Home. Memorials may be given to the Smoky Hill Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA, Chapter 1127. Or the K-State chapter of the Farmhouse Fraternity. Ralph Leo Kimenaugh, age 86, of Beloit, passed away on August 13th. He was born May 3rd, 1939. A mass of Christian burial will take place at St. John's Catholic Church in Beloit on Friday, August 22nd at 10:30 a.m. The rosary will be prayed at 10 a.m. before the service. Memorials may be sent to the Solomon Valley Transportation or St. John's Catholic Church in care of Melby Mortuary. A celebration of life for Mildred Kuhlman, age 96, of Beloit, was Tuesday, August 19th. Mrs. Kuhlman died Tuesday, August 13th. Memorials may be given to the Lutheran World Relief or Nicole Home. Roberts Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Leon Dale Houghton, age 73, passed away peacefully at the Olathe, Kansas Hospice House on Sunday morning, August 17th. He was born on October 31, 1951, and grew up on the family ranch south of Tipton. Plans remain underway for Memorial Fund contributions. A celebration of life will take place Saturday, September 13th at 1 o'clock p.m. at the United Methodist Church of the Resurrection West in Olathe. Charles Eugene Lundblade, age 82, of Cortland, passed away on Monday, August 18th. Family and friends may sign Charles' register book on Monday, August 25th from 9 to 4 p.m. at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. A private burial will be held at a later date. Memorials are requested to the Republic County EMS and Rescue or the Cortland Fire Department and may be mailed to Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals knocked off the Rangers yesterday afternoon 6-4 to take the series 3-1. Mike Lorenzen got the start, going 4 1/3 innings, giving up 9 hits, 4 runs, 3 of those earned, 1 walk while striking out 6. Angel Zerpa got the win in an inning and 2/3, striking out a batter. Daniel Lynch, the 4th, got a hold, going 1/3 of an inning, giving up a hit while striking out a batter. John Schreiber finished the 7th, striking out a batter. Taylor Clark got the 8th, striking out 2, and Carlos Estevez got his league-leading 33rd save in the 9th with a strikeout. Offensively, the Royals scored 6 runs on 9 hits, including Nick Lofton's 4th of the year, Vinny Pasquantino remaining hot with his 26th of the year, as both Bobby Wood Jr. and Salvador Perez had 2 hits in the contest. The Royals are now 66-62. They traveled to Detroit to begin a 3-game weekend series beginning tonight at 6:10 p.m. with Ryan Burgert on the bump. Saturday's contest set for 5:10 p.m. with Michael Wacha taking the ball, and Sunday's finale will have first pitch at 12:40 with Seth Lugo taking the ball. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.